Lunar New Year begins today. It's the time of year that's usually a boon for Chinatown, but in Boston's Chinatown, no one's expecting to see parading troops of dancing dragons and lions ringing in this new year. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
Before the pandemic, Jackie Church gave tours of Chinatown. Two evenings ahead of the day the Year of the Ox begins, we meet at a quiet gate.
But this Lunar New Year typically would have, these streets would be full of people right now. There would be lanterns all over lighting the way home for the ancestors to come home and have the big family reunion banquets, which are really important.
Restaurants and shops are open but empty. Scarce altars are in the windows. Any bustle you hear is businesses trying to stay alive. Which could sound like crates of taro being loaded onto dollies, or it could sound like this.
Do they play that music like every day, or?
It might be just to draw people from the street because she sort of set off a little bit.
Church stops at the Delight Corner, a small garden-level food store, looking for ingredients for a Lunar New Year Zoom cooking class, how she mostly shares the history of Chinatown these days. The blaring music belies the emptiness of this store Kenny Lin owns.
It's quiet right now. It's going down 70% right now.
He says that drop started a little after last Lunar New Year. In that span of time, the pandemic proliferated.
What are you hoping for this new year?
Good health for all us.
Yes.
Yeah, the COVID's gone.
Church heads to the Zhaho supermarket, which looks like an oasis of somewhat normalcy.
The grocery store seems well populated, but...
Yeah, this is partly because people are cooking at home more.
Church gets dumpling wrappers and cabbage for her Zoom class. At the Ho Yen Bakery, Cynthia Yi is eyeing prosperity cake. Her family will have a virtual get-together.
So we had virtual Zoom. So Chinese New Year is about community and family. And though we love each other as a community and family, we show our love by not endangering each other.
But more people cooking at home makes it rough on restaurants. Church points to a couple of places that closed during the pandemic. And the ones that are open?
Look at this restaurant. Should be full. Should be packed.
The emptiness has ripple effects.
I mean, you don't even have the feeling of New Year's coming. Yeah, it's no atmosphere.
Jeff Lin manages an Asian crafts and decoration store called Essex Corner.
You know, people come to Chinatown besides for food and bubble tea. I mean, you know, they're here for the culture and the events and everything.
But everything has been canceled. Still, Lin sees the vaccine as the light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, like I say, you know, I was hoping that it's going to be back to normal and everybody will move on and put this back, you know, behind us.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.